5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Every day's a new day, and today you gotta tuned in and locked in with your boy Roy SRQ Talk, Tuesday, November 17, 2020. Good morning, everybody. We're broadcasting live from the paradise city of Sarasota, Florida, like we do every day for 1 hour a day, Monday through Friday here. You have no problem finding the show because the numbers continue to be off the chain here. Record numbers here at the SRQ Talk Show. You can find us where we broadcast live at the Anchor Podcast, but there's Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Listen Notes, Himalaya. We're everywhere. Truth of the matter is that you can find us by going to any search engine like Google, Bing, Yahoo. If you're an old damn fart, you go to AOL, you put in SRQ Talk Show, and your boy's going to dominate the page there. We like for our large audience to interact with the show by dropping us an email, srqtalk@gmail.com, or better yet, leave us a trendy voicemail by going to our website at srqtalk.com, hitting the message button, and you're off to the races with a 60-second window to leave a message on how much you damn hate us and think we're poison, or how much you love us.
Whatever.
That's right. And go ahead and leave the message there. And if it's any good, your boy here is going to make you SRQ Talk famous and play it on the air. We do have a large audience, including an international audience that consists of 11 damn countries. You heard it, I didn't stutter. 11 countries have now opted in to your boy here on the SRQ Talk Show. It's season 2, episode 24, Tuesday. It's a chilly, 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 brisk day.
Whatever.
That's right, 69 degrees, some have it at 70 degrees at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the largest based audience in the planet Earth, which is the state of damn Florida. That's it, lock it up. King of the Mountain, Fort Myers, followed by St. Petersburg, Pinellas County, right over that damn sky bridge. People can't shut me off. That's over 50% of the audience. But like I said, we are internationally based big time here. And we like to welcome, and this is in order based on the ratings internationally, the number one country, the damn Roy's Rowdy Rebels. There's damn hooligans out there in the UK. Good evening or good morning to you out there in England and in Wales. And we do have a community, the Islamic community, the Arabian community, country that opted in recently, however, shot straight up to second place. It's the country of Qatar, Qatar. We Wikipedia'd it, avatared it, Googled it, and now we're in the know. Next in the ratings internationally, it's our great people of damn Mexico, Guanajuato, Germany, Turkey, our first ever country, the Irish community of Ireland. The Asian community is representing with the country of Singapore. It's not a beauty pageant, but Colombia, Guanajuato. And of course, where my grandparents are, the one I know as the motherland, the great huge country of España, Spain, Guanajuato, Envigatore, Pomponello, Stugazzo, Pala Italiano. The Italians have opted in representing for Europe there. I told you I was sporting a World Cup team here, right? And what would it be without the beautiful people of Netherlands? Wraps up our 11 countries, the great United States. Good morning to the great U.S., Florida, Ohio, number 2 off the chain, for the love of Columbus. The third state in the whole listening audience here on the SRQ Talk Show. It's Washington. Yeah, not D.C., bitch. That's the great Emerald City, where the Emerald City lies in the great state of Washington, way out there west. And I keep telling you, everything's big in Texas, including my numbers are damn off the chain in Texas. They come in at number 4, wrapping up the top 5. And good morning to the original 13 colony of Virginia representing. And then after that, yeah, Georgia, you used to be Mac Daddy back in the day with the ATL locking it up, coming in at 6. And then, of course, it's New Jersey. Oh, we're only 53%. The Jersey boys tell me I can listen to anybody at 53%, but we're 39 and 34. We gave you 2 winners on last Thursday's show on episode 23. And then after that, where I was born, where the numbers are damn garbage in New York. Oh, they're too cool for us. There's way too many things to do in New York. You can go riot and go loot and just go run Manhattan and kill the economy over there in Times Square. And then going back to Cali, baby. Mountain View, Delano, welcome and good morning to you. And we were like kind of wondering, but damn, Nebraska and Lincoln, Nebraska, they're amped up with the SRQ Talk Show. Wraps it up with Oregon and Michigan for the love of Dearborn. Good morning to you. Now that we have the logistics out of the way, oh, the show is sponsored to you by a company that works out of America's number one beach, that is Siesta Key, voted by travelers and the tourist community. It's Siesta Key Frog Hop. You heard it. We don't rent cars around here and let them sit in front of our resort. We don't damn drink and drive like damn fools because there's bars everywhere on Siesta Key Village. We call 844 Frog Hop. It's a 15-passenger open trolley that comes to your door, door-to-door service. It's free service. Don't take it literally. Tip the driver handsomely there. They'll be hopping you around. That's the way we do it. 1-844-FROG-HOP. Order your Frog Hop today and go anywhere on Siesta Key Island for free. All you do is tip the driver. 844-FROG-HOP. Thank you for the Frog Hop for sponsoring the first segment of the show. We go 30 minutes in the front, 30 minutes in the back, and we go all sports on the second half. We had Monday Night Football. We'll go over all the Sunday scores. And guess what? Your boy Roy's fantasy team. Yeah, we came through today. I told you I was playing some dirtbag called Herbie Knox or whatever the hell his name is. Guy had a couple of people on buys. The guy's opted out, man. He's 1-9 right now. Just disgusting. It's like, get out of town. You're mailing it in, man. You know, but I'll take it. I needed a win. I'm 4-5. Lock it up. Still chasing. I told you in my lead that's celebrating its 16th year. That's right. We did it before it was cool.
Whatever.
Yeah, back in 2004, we started this league, entering the 16th league, the Miami Dynasty Fantasy Football League. I've won 3 titles on it in 16 years. It goes to show you that it's not easy. Only 3 titles in 16 years. A lot of runner-up Super Bowl wins. A lot of heartbreaks coming in third place. Nobody ever remembers damn third place, okay? We have plenty of news. We broadcast live from Sarasota and Manatee County. Oh, what are the numbers within Florida? Within Florida, you know, the king of the mountain that nobody takes off. It's damn Fort Myers. Good morning to you, Fort Myers. There is some action happening within Florida. The second place, I told you, St. Petersburg, and then where I, top 3, coming in 3rd is where I broadcast live, is Sarasota. Northport, Venice is number 4, holding a slim lead, because as number 5 comes in, it's those damn Sucios down there in the 305. What's the 305? You damn ignorant bitch. The 305's Miami down there in the dirty, dirty south. They come in at number 5. And guess who took over 6th place? 6th place, passing Fort Lauderdale and Palmetto. It's damn Mickey Mouse in Orlando. We must have touched a nerve in Orlando. They sneak into number 6 in the ratings, followed by Fort Lauderdale. And Mione represented the highest worth. Damn talking about in damn Manatee County that doesn't want to listen to the show. It's damn Palmetto. Lock it up, Palmetto. Good morning to you. followed by that direct Bradenton, the gum on the bottom of your shoe that doesn't want to opt into the show. Naples, Lakeland, and Tampa, you damn direct, damn Tampa. Get out of here, man. Don't listen. I got St. Pete listening in record numbers and finishing out the top 13 here is damn Paris and Manatee County. Thank you for representing. We got all the logistics out of the way, so let's get bring down the show with your damn COVID-19 numbers. Your boy Roy knew that these numbers, yesterday there were about 9,900 new cootie cases in the state of Florida, but we knew that this was going to be the case because the testing sites were closed, and these people damn dragged their feet anyway, these private laboratories. We've been on them ever since March, these damn laboratories coming up with damn fake news, okay? He says the damn button whatever. Too much. Oh, go away. His show's always the same.
Whatever.
Yeah, the FDOH reports more than 4,000 new cases of the COVID cooties cases in Florida. The Florida Department of Health is reporting a 7.92% positivity rate. On Monday, COVID-19 dashboard update, the state is reporting 41 new deaths and 4,531 new cases of the damn cooties since March. There has been 889,864, closer to a million every day statewide. I hear the latest because we like to keep it local here. Manatee, that doesn't want to participate in the show, you're knocking on the door of the 15,000 club, and it's not the Mile High Club either. 14,885 cases of the cooties in Manatee County and Sarasota before you start wagging your finger and start acting as arrogant and as I'm better than everyone kind of attitude, always looking down to Bradenton. Okay, total cases for you, nothing to write home about. You entered the 11,000 club, so you're at 11,274 cases of the damn cooties, Sarasota County. Nothing to be proud of, but you are 4,000 better than that direct Manatee County. Yeah, you heard it. Oh, no, you didn't hear it because you don't listen to the show. And I don't care if you don't listen anymore. You know, don't listen to Manatee and don't listen, Bradenton. Could care less, man. My numbers are off the chain in Fort Myers and damn St. Petersburg. We want classy people here anyway. So there you go. You got your damn cootie cases out of the way. He says damn a lot.
Whatever.
Don't listen. And then let me see. What else do we got? Finally, I mean, are we done with these hurricanes? Not quite yet. Just ask my people in Central America. Hurricane, what is it? Is it Iota? Hurricane Iota is now weakening. Hurricane Iota is now weakening after making landfall late Monday, just 15 miles south of where Eta made landfall 2 weeks ago. The storm became a Category 5 storm. Wow. A storm Monday, setting a record as the latest Category 5 storm in the Atlantic, setting records, keeping you in the know. Your boy Roy SRQ talk. It weakened to a Category 4 storm before making landfall at 10:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday night, with maximum sustained winds of 155 miles per hour. Wow. Life-threatening storm surge of 5 to 10 feet above normal tide levels are expected along the coast of Nicaragua and Honduras. And Iota will trench Honduras, northern Nicaragua, southeast and central Guatemala, and southern Belize with 10 to 20 inches, with isolated maximum totals of 30 inches. Wow. Relief agencies expect recovery to take years. Harvest Aviation is in Wachula, Florida. Lock it up. The group is a missionary disaster relief organization that provides help through their missionary partners in the Caribbean and Central America. According to Executive Director Eric Martin, it will take years for this area to recover from two back-to-back hurricanes. Just general things like electricity, clean water, food takes time, says Martin. Yeah, exactly what you take for granted here in America, man. Florida runways have slowed down their efforts, and now Hurricane Iota is moving in, complicating the relief and delaying the relief even more. Unfortunately, we can't get in with the hurricane, so we have to wait it out. Oh, really? Oh, well, thanks a lot, buddy, for stating the damn obvious, man. If you would like to help Harvest Aviation in their ongoing relief efforts, just go visit their website at harvestaviation.org. You heard it? In the know, keeping you in the know. Harvestaviation.org there if you want to help out the Harvest Aviation Relief Fund there. And I'll tell you here locally, Vern Buchanan, congratulations for you to winning another election. Nobody can take down Congressman Vern Buchanan. This guy gets elected year in and year out. And this guy is totally pro Sarasota too. Congressman Buchanan applauds the city of Sarasota's decision to keep the statue at Bayfront on Saturday. The following Monday's announcement that the city of Sarasota has decided to keep the unconditional surrender, and that's quotes, unconditional surrender statue on the Bayfront. Congressman Vern Buchanan applauded the choice, and your boy Roy here on SRQ Talk is also applauding along with Vern. Vern quotes, "The statue symbolizes the end of World War II and should be celebrated, not relegated to a less prominent location," Buchanan said. "I applaud the commission for listening to the will of the people." That's right. We still have democracy here, even though you're trying to turn this into a damn dictatorship and socialism. Not here in Sarasota, buddy. The people speak, and they spoke, and they said, keep the damn statue right where it's at. Don't be moving it for nobody. The movement of the statue has been a source of conversation for the Sarasota, but the public weighed in and asked the statue to be kept near where it was. That's right. Don't move it, man. It will be moved a small, minute little distance to accommodate construction of the U.S. 41 damn roundabout. The commission debated putting the statue in storage while the construction was ongoing or moving it to a less prominent location before deciding to keep it right where it damn is, man. Don't move it. Bayfront between O'Leary's and Tiki Bar and Grill and the Marina Jacks. The construction project, is scheduled to begin this January and take 18 damn months to complete, man. They're going to be damn traffic right there in downtown, man. Just where I mentioned at O'Leary's and Marina Jacks. We're over half done with the first half of the show. Why? Because your damn time flies here with your damn boy Roy. He says damn too much. That's why I keep saying it. Let me see. What else can I tell you, man? There's a lot on the agenda here. In Longboat Key, Mac Daddy, just like on Siesta Key, the town of Longboat Key is asking citizens to use caution when walking in the area eroded by Tropical Storm Eta. And that is over by Gulf of Mexico Drive, the 6700 block. You heard, Longboat Key. Be careful, man. Over there, the seawall has been eroded and could collapse at any time over there at 6700. That's over by the North Manatee, County area there. And let me see what else we got to say to you. The One Blood, what the hell is One Blood? One Blood is to host a two-day blood drive where my numbers are off the chain in Dan Venice. This is taking place next month. What the hell are you telling us now for? We'll forget, man. We're burnouts here. One Blood has announced that they will be hosting a two-day blood drive next month in the city of Venice. How are they going to get you to go over there and give blood? The blood drive is going to be held at the city hall on Wednesday, December 9th, and Thursday, December 10th. From 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. on both days. Did you hear that, Venice? Because you're a little hard of hearing.
Whatever.
The blood drive is going to be held at City Hall on Wednesday, December 9th. Mark it on your calendar. And Thursday, December 10th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Why do I care about this? You ask, all donors will receive a free One Blood Tervis tumbler and a $10 e-gift card. Lock it up, keeping you in the know. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, Season 2, Episode 24, Tuesday, November 17th. All donors will receive a free One Blood Tervis tumbler and a $10 e-gift card. Donors will also, in addition, receive a wellness checkup. And this includes a COVID-19 antibody test, blood pressure check, temperature check, iron count check, and a pulse and cholesterol screen. Lock it up. Just a review. Not only do you get the One Blood Tervis tumbler and a $10 e-gift card, more importantly, you're going to get a wellness checkup of the cooties there, of COVID-19 antibodies test, blood pressure check, temperature check, iron count, and pulse and cholesterol screening. An appointment is required. So make an appointment. You should visit the One Blood website and use code 9354. There you go, man. When you go to One Blood website, which I assume is OneBloodWebsite.com or One Blood, Google the damn thing, man. Do I have to tell you everything? I will tell you this. Use sponsor code 9354 so you get your little $10 e-gift card, your Tervis tumbler, and you get all those health benefits there. They're going to check it out, man. They're going to poke and pry you and check you out there and make sure everything is up to par there. So November 17th, I'm leaving on the 26th to damn Maine, Wiscasset, Maine. I don't see – where's Maine at in my does anybody listen to me in Maine? Does even my family listen to me in Maine? No, no radar is showing anything in the damn state of Maine that voted for Biden. That's right. Trump, go ahead and concede already. Here in the SRQ Talk Show, it's President-elect Joe Biden, okay? Communism, dictatorship, run the whole country, anti-cop, everything. America, you voted for him, even if there was a million cheaters, okay? The guy got a lot of damn votes, okay? So come January 20th, swear the damn guy in. 46th president of the United States, voted by you, America. Joe Biden, socialism at its best. Where's my damn check? Where's my check? Bring it on, baby. I'm on board, man. Lock it up. Yeah, don't get mad because Trump is running in 2024. That's his damn amendment. What is it? Amendment 22, right? Okay, look it up. I'm not going to tell you everything, man. Keeping you in the know here, man. We're already 22 minutes on a 30-minute segment here. And what else can we tell you, man? There's a lot of news, dude. There's a lot of news, and we put it all up. We bring Florida, which is dominates my listening audience, we bring them to the live. What do we got here? A 31-year-old damn loser, old man, arrested, alleged at a home invasion in Nego. Do we finally have an update on the Turner Street that we've been all over here? Let's check it out. Englewood, this is our story, guys. Deputies with the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office has arrested, finally, they arrested a man allegedly in connection to a home invasion burglary that took place in Englewood on damn Turner Street, like your boy Roy reported damn last week, all of last week. This month on November 9th, one of the suspects, a 27-year-old loser, and one of the victims were killed during the damn burglary. Deputies say that the incident started as a targeted home invasion where Bradley Schuer and Jonathan Robinson went into the victim's home to steal equipment that is used to create marijuana wax. You damn absolute disgrace, which is better known as DABS or BHO, butane hash oil. You damn losers. Oh, it's so cool to smoke pot now. Reportedly, Schumer and one of the victims knew each other and had recently had a dispute. Oh, they had a little pussy and they had a little dispute over the sale of an illegal marijuana substance. And he was described as acting damn erratic, like a damn drug addict fool. According to deputies, a woman inside of the home on Turner Street, and she was lying on the couch, chilling, minding her own business, and one of these men stood over her and stated that they were there to rob them, not to harm them. Oh yeah, because you're a damn wussy, you damn big cat. Of course you're not there to hurt anybody, you damn drug addict. You just want to get your little utensil. And oh my God, what a loser. Why don't you be more productive to society, but instead of being a 31-year-old loser? Okay, deputies say a man that was in the master bedroom heard the disturbance and the altercation started between him and Robinson, and this left both men severely wounded. Law enforcement officers say Schuer was seen near the home before driving away from the area in a rental van, leaving his associate behind. Of course, you never leave a soldier behind unless you're a 31-year-old drug addict loser that has to do home invasions. And what the hell's wrong with the guy that was in his house? Is it normal for a girl to be on his couch and then have somebody break in? Man, these losers hang out with losers, man. You hang out with four broke people, you're going to be the fifth. Keeping you in the know. Yeah, the whole show's almost over. There is no more. You know why? Because your time flies with your boy Roy here. Thank you for keeping it locked in. I encourage you to continue with the show. The next 30 minutes is going to be all sports with your boy Roy, SRQ Sports Show, for the next 30 minutes. I thank the Siesta Key Frog Hop. Go out, do yourself a favor. If you're staying here on vacation, even if you're a damn local, you're staying on Siesta Key. Don't drink and drive. Don't rent a car. You hop around. You don't call boring damn Uber, you damn avatars, you damn following losers. You don't stand like a damn idiot on the side of the road thinking you look cool by looking at your phone because you're waiting on Uber. You call 844-FROG-HOP, a 15-passenger open trolley, door-to-door free service that all you have to do is tip the driver. There you go. Lock it up. Siesta Key Frog Hop, 844-FROG-HOP. We thank them for listening to sponsoring the show, and we thank everybody. We like for everybody, encourage everybody to drop us an email at srqtalk@gmail.com or visit our website at srqtalk.com. Hit the message button and leave us a less than 60-second message there. And if it's any good, your boy Roy is going to make you SRQ Talk famous. Stay with the show. We have another 30 minutes of all sports. We are back, and thank you for sticking with me and locked in to your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. This is the second half of the one-hour show that we broadcast live Monday through Friday here from the Paradise City of Sarasota. Thank you for sticking with the show. This is the segment of the show that we like to call the SRQ Talk Show. Can't get it together, man. The SRQ Sports Show, baby. Lock it up where we're 39 and 34. Nothing to write home about. We're not even socially acceptable in the gambling circle yet, which it's well documented here to keep you in the know. In the gambling circle, 55% or over is socially acceptable, but under 55, damn amateur hour, right? We got out of the gate early in the show when we broadcasted live. This is season 2, episode 24, in case you were damn wondering. Okay, we got a whole season 1 with 37 episodes. We launched the show on July 3rd of this year, and the COVID-19 cooties pretty much took over most of the shows for the first couple months until we realized, got it together, tweaked it. And hello to my ladies at 62%, unprecedented numbers for a podcast, for the amount of ladies that listen to the show at a 62%. That keeps you men at 38%. This is the segment of the show where the men, everybody but Jersey, you know, New Jersey, very disappointed, man. Your numbers used to be off the chain. But you know what? I can't blame the Jersey boys. They say, you know, you're a vomit over there, man. You're only 53%. I got my cousin Vinny that's over. Better percentages than you there on keeping you in the know on the lock of the day. But we are a little hot lately. We last gave you a lock of the day on last Thursday's show, Little Friday. You know, it as Thursday, you know, we had two games. We had the Monday night game that we were contemplating big time. We were like all over the place on it, and we finally locked it up and gave Indianapolis. We laid one with Indianapolis, and there was no reason at all for Indianapolis to be favored in that game. Let's go to the scores here. What was it? Was it week 10? Yeah, it was week 10, man. It was with the Colts and the Titans, remember? And the Titans were at home. You know, they were 6-2. I told you I couldn't see them at 7-2, and Vegas couldn't see them at 7-2. And usually when something's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. Everybody and their mother went Tennessee, even good friends of mine, other gamblers were calling me up and texting me and telling me that they went Titans. I was just like, big deal, man. That's the obvious pick. You guys took the bait. That was just bait that Vegas was giving you. That's why Vegas never loses, baby. You took the bait so bad, like just like my Spanish mackerel took my little greenback little fish there bait there that I had on the line that day, and I pulled his ass back into the earth, out of the ocean. I pulled him out, man. I knew we were going to have a Fishing Friday show, but whatever. You know, it happens, man. Sometimes we announce things. Truth of the matter is that the numbers are so skyrocketed here on people listening that Roy does what he wants, man. You know, they're not going to question your boy here, man. This segment of the show is sponsored to you by our local t-shirt company here in Sarasota called SRQT-shirts.com. We do encourage you. They have some cool statement t-shirts they specialize in, and they have a ton of them. I have a ton of them in my closet. Today, I have on. Yeah, not today, baby. It's not happening today. Roy's not taking the bait like you did last week in the Colts game. I'm telling you, that's what made us go 39-34. And then, of course, we had the NCAA game, which I told you that it was like definitely my lock. Not only of the day, it was my lock of the damn year, man. Boise State on the blue field. Over-under was like 61. Easy peasy. That game was going over, and they scored like 72 points. They score a lot of points on the blue field. Yeah, you don't know the blue field? I told you to go Google it, man. Boise State plays on the blue field, artificial turf, spray-painted damn blue for some reason, man. I don't know what to tell you, but it confuses Colorado State, especially those damn hippies that go to Colorado State, all those potheads. They went there, and they were just like, blue field, yeah, but there's where they you're looking in the air wondering about the blue field, and they're scoring another damn touchdown on you. We went 2-0. That was easy peasy. The Colts game, and the Colts game came in. It was a trap game. The Colts had no business being favorite. You know, you got to wonder, why are the Colts favorite over a hot Tennessee team? If you've been, you know, paying any attention to the NFL, you know Tannehill and the damn Titans are Mac Daddy, man, especially at home. But nobody could see them going 7-2. At least I didn't. I was one of the few people in America that locked it up. Told you live on the air here to go ahead and bet the Colts. We were back and forth with the over-under, but we did a little research, and what did we find out? That 69% of Colt Titan games go over, and that's why we stayed away from it, because with the Indianapolis Colts defense, you would think that we were kind of leaning towards going the under there, but we didn't. Scores on Sunday, of course, you know, Jacksonville, that city, the one of the few cities in the damn state of Florida that don't want to opt into your boy Roy. At least, you know, I rag on damn Bradenton in Manatee County, but at least Parrish and Palmetto and Bradenton have some numbers. Jacksonville. Anybody home in Jacksonville? No, not even your damn football team. That's 1-8. Packers took care of business there. It was a little closer than I thought. 24-20, Packers won there. And this was just a brutal damn horrible weather out there in Cleveland, man. They squeaked. They beat the damn Texans 10-7. I don't know what happened to, you know what, J.J. Watt, what the hell are you still doing in Texas, man? Go get yourself a Super Bowl ring and go sign with a real team like them. My homeboy out there in KC, they got the money for you, man. Trade him, man. Trade J.J. Watt, man. Get him off that damn horrible 2-7. So I feel so bad for Watson, man. They got nothing over there. No running game, no nothing over there. And guess what? The only thing I have out there in Texas, my numbers are off the damn chain. So don't take me... know, don't get offended, Houston, but your Texans are damn garbage, man. The Browns, you let the Browns squeak 10-7, a low-scoring affair there. And we thought this game was going to be, but this is the kind of game your formerly known Redskins that are now called the Washington Football Team went up against Detroit Lions at home. Kind of 500 team. No, the football team is horrible. Lions, nobody can figure out any year, okay? The only time you go with the Lions is on Thanksgiving Day, baby. We'll be going with them. Tradition. Either lay the points, take the points. I guess we'll have a show there right before I leave out to Maine, and we'll go over those Thanksgiving locks of the day. And I'm pretty good on Thanksgiving, too. My record shows I'm very good on Thanksgiving Day. But anyway, this was last Sunday, and they beat the football team 30-27 in a much more exciting game there because, you don't got damn Haskins, the quarterback in that team. You got that guy that came back from injury. I forget his name now, man. Might as well be Garcia that used to do the damn 49ers. Who was it, man? The guy that played used to play under Colts. Now I have to see. Let me see game details, man. Now I have to know. Oh, yeah, Alex Smith, man, a damn drug. I mean, the kid came back from a horrible injury. Okay, he went he actually threw 55 times. He went 38 for 55, 390 yards, but he had no touchdowns. No interceptions, and they couldn't protect him. He got sacked twice there. The leading rusher was Gibson out of the backfield for the football team here. He had 13 attempts. He ran for 45 yards, but he did punch it in twice there. And also McKissick, all of them. So all the touchdowns were on the ground there. Receiving. Look at McKissick with 15 targets, 7 receptions, 43 yards. Nobody scored a receiving touchdown there. There was 2 field goals. Let me see how Stafford did. Stafford only attempted 33 passes, completed 24. He threw for 276, but he had damn 3 touchdowns thrown, no interceptions. The rushing game was Swift was the leading back with 16 attempts for 81 yards. Adrian Peterson is also on that, and then Kevin Johnson is the backfield there, but Swift took most of the carries there. And let me see, Marvin Jones Jr., Mac Daddy, used to be on my fantasy team last year. He had 10 targets, he got 8 receptions, 96 yards, and he punched it in. Swift had a receiving touchdown also. And Hall brought one in also for him. Let me see. Prater had 3 field goals, a long one of 59 yards. So he did good. So there you go, Alex Smith. And then the rest of, in this matchup. Oh, damn, the New York Giants and the damn Eagles. The only good thing, the only thing that kept me tuned into this game was that on my fantasy football team, which I prevailed and won against some Herbie Knox, whatever team called on my team. The guy's 1-9. He's nailed it in, man. He absolutely nailed it in. But anyway, this giant Philadelphia Eagle game, man, where I told you that I picked up Gallman, the running back, and he came in like flying colors, man. He had 18 attempts, 53 yards. He punched it in twice for me there, man. Gallman, what a damn pickup. What a genius pickup for me. But the game was absolutely a vomit, man. Just one of these NFC East. They become the laughingstock of the NFL. This is the kind of division that 6 wins get you a playoff spot, man. They're 27-17. The Giants took care of business. And Tampa Bay, your damn Buccaneers, finally. And guess who started Tom Brady for the second week in a row? Even though he got me 4 points last week and I was talking a lot of crap about him. Whatever. And Big Ben, another big day for Big Ben. And I had him on the bench. But I don't feel bad because Brady scored me 41 points. You heard me. A whopping 41 points. Buccaneers took care of business against the Panthers. Absolutely dominated that game. And in the backfield, Robert Jones, the damn second there, 23 carries, 192 yards, and guess what? He broke a record with a 98-yard scamper. That's right, Robert Jones the second trying to tell Leonard Fournette, go to hell, blow it at your ass, get out of here, man. And how about our boy A. Brown? Huh? Let me see. He had one rush receiving. He didn't do so bad. Mike Evans, damn, with 11 targets, man. And you only catch damn 6 balls. You know, I'm getting sick of your bad attitude, Mike Evans. You think you're all that. He thinks he's all good looking. And he is all that, okay? But I hate when they know it. You know what I mean? Godwin is the Mac Daddy there, man. And A. Brown, baby, with only 3 targets. Let me see. He had 8 targets. He scores. You see that? What I mean? Everybody has high targets. Like Godwin has 6 targets, 6 catches. With Brown, let me see. 8 targets, 7 catches. Gronkowski, 3 targets, 2 catches. Now Mike Evans gets the most targets, double digits, 11 and only 6 catches, man. You made a nice one in the end zone there, but you only caught 6 catches, 77 yards, but you did punch it in there as well as Cameron Bray coming through. Yeah, man, that's the problem with Mike Evans, man. He gets a lot of targets, only catches 6 passes. And Chris Godwin can have 6 targets with 6 catches. And our boy that everybody wants to hate on, Brown, the recently added Brown, has 8 targets, 7 catches, 69 yards, man. And that's why Brady wanted him on the team, man. That guy's Mac Daddy. Bridgewater played good, man. Bridgewater's got a shotgun, man. Saw this game personally the whole game. Well, you know, I watch them on YouTube. Commercial free is the way I choose to watch some of these games that I don't get the chance to watch on live. But Bridgewater didn't have such a bad game, man. He actually ran the ball 3 times too. Bridgewater had 24 attempts, but he's completed 18 of them. I thought he played well, 136 yards, but the problem is the one interception. They didn't really give him too much protection, and he actually got hurt at the end of that game. We hope him the best there. But I was impressed also with what's his name, DJ Moore, man. That guy's Mac Daddy, a little receiver, man. 4 receptions, 96 yards, and a touchdown there for Carolina, but not enough. And guess who's hot? Guess who's won 5 in a row? It's my 305 Miami Dolphins. We go to 6-3 right on Buffalo's ass for the division lead. We took care of business with the very, very disappointing Los Angeles Chargers. I need my boy Eckler back, man, and the Chargers need him too. The Dolphins prevail there 29-21 with help of the special teams, blocking a punt right off the bat. Lock it up. The Miami Dolphins are one of your hottest NFL teams, man, winning 5 in a row. We go to 6-3, and it's hard to get used to, but your damn Las Vegas Raiders, Chucky's team, maybe prevails against the Broncos 37-12. And the most exciting game in the whole damn NFL was the Arizona Cardinals and Buffalo Bills, man. And this little quarterback for Arizona, he is so Mac Daddy. Kyle Murray, baby. Only 32 attempts, 22 of 32 for 245. He was sacked 3 times. He threw an interception. He actually ran the ball 11 times for 61 yards and 2 touchdowns, man. But the best play of the game is when he hit Hopkins with a Hail Mary with 0 seconds, and he's like running left, avoiding and skipping and dodging the defenders coming at him. He's running for his life to the left and throws to the right a prayer that went about 60 yards in the air, and DeAndre Hopkins came down with it. He ended up with 7 catches, 127 yards in that long 43-yard touchdown pass by Murray to him to win the game in dramatic form, man. That's another hot team, but guess who beat them? My Miami Dolphins beat them. A week ago, they missed a field goal at the end there, but the Cardinals prevail against the Bills like they did it against the Dolphins. They won 32-30 in a thriller there. Not only helping the Dolphins cause there, having the Bills now fall to the Bills go to 7-3, and we're 6-3. Bengals and the Steelers, always a great matchup. You know, I have a soft spot for the Bengals. I have a man crush on damn Joe Burrow. You have Giovanni Bernard. I got little Higgins, the wide receiver that came through for me of my fantasy team. But they go down to the Steelers, man. 36-10. Steelers go to 9-0. Not good for the 1972 Dolphins. They're in threat. But the Steelers have a lot of tough games here coming up. So, you know, they will lose, even though they're 9-0. They're the only undefeated team. And then the Saints coming off a victory of your Bucks takes care of business against the Niners. Bad thing is that Drew Brees, I think, has gone down, but the Saints go to 7-2. They beat the 49ers 27-13 there. And then this surprised me a lot, man. The L.A. Rams, okay, which is, to me, the Rams are overrated. Even the Dolphins beat the damn Rams. Okay, 23. They beat the Russell Wilson Seattle Seahawks with the state of Washington's off the chain here. An audience number. That's number three state in listenership here on the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy here. Season 2, episode 24, all sports here on the second 30-minute of the one-hour show that we broadcast live every day. And you have no trouble finding us, but we can be found where we broadcast. Use their dashboard, the Anchor Podcast, but there's Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, Cast Notes, Himalaya, Listen Notes, Lock It Up. Truth of the matter is you go to any search engine, Google, Yahoo, Bing, AOL, any of those search engines, you put in SRQ Talk Show, and your boy's going to dominate that page. Go ahead and participate in the show by dropping me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com or being trendy and letting your voice be heard with our cool feature there at srqtalk.com. You hit the message button. They'll give you 60 seconds to have your voice heard. Have it be good, and your boy Roy will make you SRQ Talk famous and play it on the air. Go to srqtshirts.com that sponsors this segment of the show. Get yourself a cool t-shirt. Check them out. At least browse their website, srqtshirts.com. And if you do find a t-shirt, like I know you will, you proceed to check out and put SRQ Talk, and you'll receive an additional 10% compliments of your boy Roy here of the SRQ Talk Show. This is the SRQ sports show edition, the latter 30 minutes of the one-hour show. And then we had the Ravens and Patriots on Sunday Night Football. And believe me, man, I didn't have this game. I didn't call it. I didn't do anything. But I would have taken the Ravens over the damn Patriots. But it was wet. It was rainy. It was cold. And your Patriots and Cam Newton prevail. They move up to 4-5. They beat the Ravens 23-17 there. And then last night, Monday Night Football, low scoring game. You knew this was from the black and blue division. This was going to be a battle. I would have went under all day on this game. I didn't get the opportunity to call it personally or to call it yesterday because we didn't broadcast. But Vikings, Bears were at home there. Bears dropped to 5-5, and the Vikings go to 4-5. So their division battles there. We knew it was going to be a battle. And Cousins and the Vikings prevail there 19-13 against that big Bear defense. The problem is that they ain't got no offense. And Nick Foles now, didn't look good. Last couple of minutes of the game there, he got majorly sacked and thrown to the ground, hit his hip. And there's questions about Nick Foles, man. He was stretchered out of there. Everybody, you could tell Nick Foles is very well liked in the NFL and amongst players, and people respect him. And you know the damn Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia will always, they practically have a statue of Nick Foles out there because he brought him to the promised land and won Super Bowl against the Patriots, which was a great game and a great year. But anyway, the Vikings prevailed there 19-13. And let me see, because there wasn't much. They weren't doing much running because they love to go with Dalvin Cook there. He had 30 rushing attempts for only 96 yards. That's a 3.2 point average. He didn't even get into the end zone either. Kirk Cousins, he threw the ball 36 times efficiently, 25 of 36, 292 yards. He did have two touchdowns. He did get an INT like Kirk Cousins always likes to do. He only got sacked once. The leading receiver Let me see. It was that rookie Jeffries, man. He got 10 targets, 8 catches, 135 yards. He didn't score. The one that scored the 2 touchdowns was Thielen with 2 touchdowns there. Lock it up. We got Rudolph and BD with some action there. I had Bailey. Bailey only scored me 2 field goals there. He got me about 7 points. Lock it up. Bailey wasn't a bad plug in there. I will drop your ass, though, big time, okay? But, yeah, Nick Foles left injured there. There is a little concern over Nick Foles, but you got it locked into Season 2, Episode 24, the All Sports, SRQ Sports Show Edition here. We're about 23 minutes in because your time flies and we only have 30 minutes here. So let's get to some locks. I think we actually have a game today, do we? Let's hope so. Let's see. So that wraps up your scores in the NFL there. We'll have to wait till the little Friday, Thursday show to go ahead and give you a lock there. But I think we do have, and we do, yay, we do. We have 2 games today, November 17th, 2020. And these look like these teams that are playing here on Tuesday for our pleasure. Seems almost like a deja vu, man. This is the college football team of Buffalo against Bowling Green. And what did I tell you about Bowling Green? We won last week against them. I told you they were garbage. And they're so garbage that the team of Buffalo, the University of Buffalo, is laying 31 points right now, currently 30 and a half points to Bowling Green. That's how much dreck Bowling Green is, man. But I don't think I'm prepared to drop 30 and a half. So guess what? I'm going with the garbage. I'm going to gobble the 30 and a half. What are they, damn mannequins? Are they dolls out there? Ken and Barbie playing instead of human being football players? No, man. Are you kidding me? 30 and a half is too much, man. I'm going to grab the 30 and a half. Lock of the day. SRQ talk show here with your boy Roy with 39 and 34. A measly 53%. Nothing to write home about. But we're trying to get off the schneid and get our percentage up. And it started at 28 and a half. And this, you know what? This could be a bait game. I don't care. I'm going with the 30 and a half. Bowling Green, you're damn horrible. I said it last week. We went against you and we won. I can't believe I'm even taking you. But I know you're not damn mannequins or Ken and Barbie out there. So we're taking 30 and a half. That's your first lock of the day here. That game kicks off at 7 p.m. But the big game that is going to be aired on the big four-letter network, that sports monster TV show that you know as ESPN. We have Akron against Kent State. And last week we hated against Akron because of Dan LeBron James. Okay, but it came back and bit us in the thing and in the ass there. And let me see. Kent State came through. Kent State is giving 27 to Akron. I'll tell you what. I'm going to lay it. I'm going to lay it, and I'll tell you why, Akron. This isn't your damn Ohio University that laid 27 and a half to you last week, okay? This is Kent State. Kent State is Mac Daddy. I'm laying the 27 and a half. I like to sponsor our I like to thank our sponsor of the 30-minute show, srqtshirts.com. Guys, go visit their website. Give them a look-see there, and if you like something, if you proceed to check out, put in SRQ Talk, and you'll get 10% off. There is going to be no more on this show. I do thank you for tuning in to the Tuesday show here, Season 2, Episode 24, with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. Continue to download. Continue to listen, man. I gave you 2 locks of the day. We're 39 and 34, 53%. We're trying to do better here. We're going to grab the 30 and a half. We're going to grab Bowling Green. That goes against everything we believe in, but 30 and a half is a lot of points. So we'll take 30 and a half Bowling Greens. They kick off at 7, and then the 8 o'clock game on the four-letter network is Kent State laying 27 in Akron. You know, fool me once against Akron, but this ain't Ohio. You weren't playing the Buckeyes. You were just playing the University of Ohio, not Ohio State last week, and Ohio couldn't handle it, giving you 27 and a half points. But today, Kent State's laying 27 to you, and I'm going with Kent State. That's your 2 locks of the day, Kent State, and take Bowling Green in the 30 and a half. This is your boy, Roy. There is no more. All I ask you to do is to tune into my hump day. It's the speed bump between us and the weekend on the Wednesday show. Tomorrow, we'll be broadcasting again live from the Paradise City of Sarasota. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk.
Oh, thank you.